Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on? It is noon right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. I'm Mark Grody. Steve Rosenblum has the day off today, so there is very little sunshine emanating from your radios. 312-644-6767. The number will get to your calls here momentarily. Also coming up, one of our signature segments, What Mark Heard, where I will go through some of the key audio from this week on The Score. We will listen and react to those things as well. Before we get to the phone lines here, I do want to give you the lineups for both of your baseball teams. First of all, the Cubs. Cubs are coming right up. 12:45 pregame. Zach Zabin will have that. Pat and Ron will have the first pitch at 1:20. Cubs hosting Atlanta. And Ian Happ will lead off for the Cubs today, play center field. Wilson Contreras bat second. Anthony Rizzo third. Chris Bryant is playing third and batting cleanup. Jock Peterson out in left field batting fifth. Javier Baez is your sixth hitter and playing shortstop. There's Jason Hayward batting seventh and playing his familiar position in right field. David Bode getting the start at second base today. And Trevor Williams will be the starting pitcher for the Cubs today, trying to rebound from his last outing against Pittsburgh, which was not fruitful. 3 1/3, allowing 5 runs on 10 hits along the way. And today, the Cubs will go up against Hoosikar Yanoa of Atlanta. He's good, man. Throws up to 97 miles per hour. Got a wicked slider. So this may be a difficult day for the Cubs to break out of their woes with the bats. Yes, woes is an appropriate word for sure. Bringing up the White Sox lineup here now as well. The White Sox will be at Boston later on today. They've got a split doubleheader tomorrow because they were snowed out last night. Tim Anderson leading off and playing shortstop, followed by the right fielder Adam Eaton. Yoan Moncada will bat third and play third. Abreu is at first. The DH is Yermín Mercedes. Zach Collins is catching today. Luis Robert in center field. Andrew Vaughn getting a start in left. Nick Madrigal is batting ninth, I should say, and playing second base. Dylan Cease getting the start today. Hey, Dylan, this is all I would say to Dylan if I was his pitching coach or manager. Don't throw so many pitches. Don't nibble. You got the stuff, man. You don't have to play games with the strike. Throw strikes. Don't throw so many pitches. And we could leave you in there for 5 or 6 innings. That's all I would say to him right now. All right, Daryl is in Charlotte. Daryl, thanks for waiting. You are on The Score with Grody. What's going on, man?
Mark, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I am doing well. Hope you're doing well in Charlotte, Daryl.
Doing really good. Yeah, the weather's nice and all, as it tends to be here. And wanted to talk a little Chicago sports with you, like from back in the day.
Let's do it, man. What you got?
Well, since you were last talking about the Cubs before I get to the Bulls, I think one of the problems with the Cubs, and I remember I watched the first game this year. I got the MLB package just so I could watch the exciting Cubs here and not miss out on any of the games. And 4 hours, it was absolutely torture. Four hours for no offense whatsoever. And if you see all the games after that, you keep on seeing the same thing. I think part of the problem is the way they've coached the team to be – not to swing at pitches, to work the count. And I think that's been part of the problem is they're not aggressive enough. They see pitches early. They take them. If a pitch is an inch off the plate, they tend to take it. And I think that's one of the reasons why they hit so poorly, because obviously once you get two strikes on you, it's a lot harder to hit for most guys. And if they could somehow get that coaching out of them and the first pitch you like, that's hopefully a strike you swing at, it might be it. If they're not more interesting, at least they'll be done quicker. So you won't be as bored as long watching them play and lose as you would be with what they're doing right now. Thoughts on that for you with the Cubs?
Yeah, I thought at the beginning of the Pittsburgh series, at Pittsburgh, at PNC Park, it certainly felt like there had been a mandate from David Ross or from whomever on the coaching staff to be aggressive early. Like, they came out swinging the bats and hitting the baseball. And so you could tell it felt like that was the strategy. And now that it's gone back into its old habits. And yeah, like you and I are probably both of an age where we can handle longer games better because it's just part of what baseball always was. But I didn't like watching like you're looking up and you're like, how and why is this game going so long? And I don't know if you listened to the beginning of the show, Daryl, but one of the guys that I had to circle is Dylan Maples, because Dylan Maples just taking 30 seconds in between pitches for no apparent reason. And I say no apparent reason because Dylan Maples has not been great and he needs some sort of change. And I think that taking his time is hurting him. So I agree with you. I've seen them try to get aggressive at times, but then it fades away. Daryl, anything else, my man, before I let you go?
I know you mentioned in that game, by the way, that was a game I think they got 11 hits. And like you said, they were aggressive swinging earlier. Maybe they should do a little more on that. By the way, the Bulls, what are your thoughts, Mark, with the Vukovic trade? I was thinking at the time when they made it, you're giving up two number one draft picks. I mean, I'm not big on Carter. I think Carter at best is a rotation player. He's never going to be a star in the league, in my opinion. But you're giving up for a 30-year-old guy who, when, by the time if you sign him to another contract, he's going to be 33 starting that season. You got to sign LaVine in another year. His contract will be up at that point. LaVine and Vukovic are your best players, assuming Patrick Williams doesn't ascend that quickly. I don't know if that's the biggest free agent draw in the world for anybody. And to give up two number one picks, especially in a loaded draft this particular year, I thought that was not a very good move by the Bulls front office. And I said it at the time. I wrote about it in the comments section of The Athletic. And I was wondering what your thoughts on that regarding the Bulls, Mark.
All right, Daryl, it's great to hear your voice, man. Always fun to catch up. Daryl in Charlotte, former Chicago guy who's a frequent visitor to The Score and all of its shows. And he goes way back, man. He is infamous for he was the one who called in on the coach's show years ago with Hub Arkish and who must have been Dick Geron. And he was the one whose credentials were questioned about having not played the game. That whole hubbub. And I do mean hubbub. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. We don't need to dwell on it. But that's Daryl. Real quick. I like the trade for Vucevic. No, Billy Donovan has not figured out the pieces yet or how it all goes together. I'm still okay with the draft picks that you're not going to have. I think Zach LaVine is legit. We know Vucevic is legit. What's going on with the Bulls is not his fault. He's been a double-double machine. He was good again last night. It's up to Billy Donovan now to figure it out and see what happens in the offseason as well. Who knows? They might get that 10th seed too in the playoffs this year. All right. It is now time for what,
hey,
Mark?
Mark,
heard.
Mark, can I make a suggestion?
Oh my God. Can we produce? Stop my whole, my drama was just so huge right
I know.
There.
I know. I should have brought this up sooner. But
okay, what do you got?
Let's do some production on air. I say we break and then we come back with what Mark heard, because then we'll have, this is gonna be our last segment coming up, so we'll have more time.
Oh my God, that's right. Okay, all right, we'll do that. Like I'm coming down from the drama that I was building to that, and all right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will hear what Mark Hurd, and I think you will be entertained by the first piece of audio that I will play when we return on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You blew it!
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rack and Yak.
It's time for What Mark Heard on Saturday Suckage with Mark Grody and Steve Rosenblum.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
Welcome back in on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is What Mark Heard. Cuts that caught my attention that we could listen to and react to from the week at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's just a Grody show. It is solo suckage today, half the suckage, because Rosenblum is out today. Cubs and Braves coming up at 12:45. 1:20 is the first pitch to be made by Trevor Williams today. All right, so this week, my guy, Cordarrelle Patterson, looks like he is, I don't know if they've made that official yet, but it's out there. Cordarrelle Patterson signing with the Atlanta Falcons, so a valuable piece to the Bears, mostly special teams. We saw some spurts of what he could do on offense as well. But when I hear news regarding Cordarrelle Patterson, my brain always goes to this fantastic moment from 2 years ago as I was doing sideline duties and trying to frantically speak to Cordarrelle Patterson.
Down to Mark Grody in the Northwestern Medicine Sideline Report.
Hey, Cordarrelle, could I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I ain't even talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's just brutal. Denied.
I always go into those things, win or lose, when I go out there. And that's me, man. That is my challenge. Like, I don't have somebody helping me. It's not like the big network where they corner the guy and they've got like five people roping off the player. It's me, man. I'm running out there and all the congratulations that are going on, and I'm targeting my guy. I got about a 92% hit rate, but every once in a while something like that will occur, and it did with Cordarrelle Patterson. Made for some uncomfortable radio right off the bat, but I think I recovered. I don't remember who I got after that. It was probably somebody very amenable.
Because that was the Saints game, right? So
is that what it was?
It was a bad game. I think it was, if I'm remembering correctly. So it was a bad game, and you get him not wanting to talk. It was just hilarious.
Yeah.
He was nice
it was. He was nice about it, and I had a really good relationship with Cordarrelle Patterson. I've been texting with him lately, trying to get comment on what's been going on. He's been pretty coy with me, though, about everything. And something to the effect of, after the news came out about him going to Atlanta, like the report started to come out from Rappaport or whoever, and I texted him and I said, "What's going on?" And his answer was something to the effect of, "You know what's going on. So that's about the best I could get out of him right now. You know, you win some, you lose some when you're doing live radio. That's the way it goes. But I do think that was funny. All right, I want to go to some pretty compelling tape from a Cubs bullpen man, Ryan Tepera, serving a 3-game suspension for throwing at Milwaukee pitcher Brandon Woodruff. And he came pretty strong yesterday in the pregame Zoom regarding that suspension.
I believe over time, baseball has changed. And to be blunt, today's game of baseball has become a bit soft. You know, back in the day, matters were settled on the field. You know, one of many unwritten rules that have changed over time. I feel that, you know, typically it doesn't bode well in the clubhouse when guys are consistently being thrown at. You know, I think that what happened on Tuesday, there was no malicious intent. It was just a message that we had had enough.
Yeah. And I get it. And, you know, one of the things he said, that there's really no justification for a suspension or a fine. And I get it. Baseball players police themselves. We see it happening. But if umpires, Major League Baseball, allowed it to get out of control and didn't do anything about it, it would turn into the Wild West and the self-policing would go badly and people would start to get hurt. So I think that I hate to be the guy that says that's the way it should be. Like, guys should be fined, guys should be suspended, but they should. They should be, because it would get out of hand, and we've seen it get out of hand before. And eventually somebody gets hurt really badly while baseball is policing itself. Let's hear what David Ross also missed yesterday's game, because the manager automatically gets a suspension in that regard. That's why Andy Green was coaching. Andy Green sounded good in postgame, didn't he? But here's David Ross on Ryan Tepera being suspended 3 games and his suspension for that matter.
We're talking about a middle of the order bat that for us, that's got hit in the head, hit in the hand up around his face. Our starting pitcher actually during that game got thrown up and in around his face. You know, since I've been here, we lead the league in getting hit by pitches, and it's not even close to the second one. And we've never intentionally retaliated, to my knowledge. So I really believe that there's just, we got warnings in Pittsburgh. I hit twice, got warnings in Pittsburgh. We got warnings after we got hit and our catcher got fined a really big amount of money for being upset with getting hit in the head and then getting hit in the shoulder. And then he got hit in the hand again the other day. Our pitcher got thrown up and in, and we threw one behind a guy's calf, and we've got suspensions and fines everywhere. That makes zero sense to me.
All right. There it. All right. David Ross, the Cubs manager, who will be back at it today. And hey, it really comes out, if guys are throwing baseballs at each other, there has to be some sort of answering, even if you're retaliating. And I'm watching these games from a Cubs perspective, so when I see Cubs players get hit, I get a little angered too, and I think that there needs to be a message sent back. Unfortunately, if you allow that to continue to be the case, then things get totally and completely out of control. I appreciated, though, both of their takes, that Ryan Tepera was being completely honest when he said that the game has become a little bit soft. And, you know, the key part of what David Ross says is he says the game polices itself, in my opinion, says David Ross. But that's dangerous. Whenever you allow an entity to police itself, you're probably going to run into some danger. So I do think that the suspensions, fines, things like that are justified. And you know what? Eventually everybody gets over it. All right, continuing on with what Mark heard. We talked about the Bulls earlier and the rough stretch that they're in. Lost 5 in a row, fall to Memphis again Lost last night 126-115. And Patrick Williams has been in a slump. 6 points, six rebounds last night. Like I said, he came out aggressively last night, but then it didn't take. 3 of 8, 0 for 1 from three. And I was listening to Darnell Mayberry of The Athletic, covers the Bulls. He was on with Lawrence Holmes earlier this week, on Tuesday, as a matter of fact. But this certainly still holds up. And he gave what I thought was a pretty good answer or insight on what might be going on with Patrick Williams right now.
Always pointing to him being a rookie and young. It is a fact. But we do know that he struggled a little bit to find his place with one all-star on this team. Now you add a second one in Vucevic. I can't imagine what's going on in his head. So it seems like he's out there trying to find his place, which is a little strange because when he is aggressive, I think he's proven to himself how much of an impact he can make, especially on the offensive end. We know what you're going to get out of him defensively, everything he has. It might not always be pretty given the names he's going against defensively, but offensively, when he contributes and decides he wants to be aggressive, he can really make an impact, whether that's corner three-point shooting or slashing and getting to the basket off the dribble or off cuts. And then that just disappears and dries up sometimes, and it's hard to really understand why when he's had some success offensively. But I will say that getting Vucevic can't be easy for him trying to find his place and how he fits in with everyone now.
That's the answer, man. That is so good. Again, Darnell Mayberry from The Athletic. I keep calling him Mabry because I'm thinking of the ex-Cub card, John Mabry. But I think he's right because he seemed hesitant when it was the Zach LaVine show and he was the guy. And then there's other guys trying to get there early on, Kobe White and Lauri Markkanen. And, you know, everybody's got to get their shots and they're trying to figure out this team while all along they're trying to find a place for Patrick Williams, who started off so well, and then he just had this hesitation about him. It used to be that corner three that he wouldn't take, and then he started taking, and now it seems like it's everything that he has either lost confidence in or doesn't know his place. So again, one of the early themes of this show today, Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan's got to figure things out. He's got to find – that's another thing. It's not just figuring out what the starting lineup is without – Sato and LaVine. It's figuring out how to bring out the best in all of these players and who to have on the floor at what time. And quite frankly, Billy Donovan hasn't figured it out. And it seems like his rookie is suffering right now from some sort of confidence letdown or what Darnell was discussing. And that is that there are two heavyweight veteran stars on this team and he doesn't know his place. So there's things that Billy Donovan has not figured out with the Bulls. And I'm putting the pressure on him for sure. Let's see. Where do we want to go next here? Let's go to Steve Stone on the White Sox, and then we're going to turn this into a little bit of White Sox talk. And Steve Stone says he can't rationalize not having your mean Mercedes in the lineup on a daily basis. Let's take a listen.
I think your mean Mercedes gives you a quality at bat almost without exception every at bat. For me, he's in my line. If I'm looking for offense, Mercedes is in my lineup every day until he proves to me conclusively that he shouldn't be there. It's just the opposite of Vaughn. Mercedes is a 10-year minor leaguer. He can hit. He hit everywhere he went in the minor leagues. He hit in two spring trainings. He's hitting in the major leagues now. I can't rationalize when this team is not hitting, not having Mercedes in the lineup. That's just me. Tony is a longtime manager. He sees it a different way as far as when he wants to rest Mercedes. But I have yet to see him overmatched, even against some really good pitchers. So I want to see him as often as possible. I'd like to see him in the lineup quite a bit. And, you know, there's a couple of reasons why. He extends at bats. He makes a pitcher work a little bit harder on him. And, you know, is he going to hit it 485 feet all the time? I think that was the aberration. But he does put the bat on the ball. He doesn't strike out. He extends at bats. And he makes pitchers use many times 6, 7, 8 pitches.
All right. That is Steve Stone earlier this week on The Score, making good points like he always does. and wanting to see in your mean Mercedes in the lineup against Boston today at 3:05, Dylan Cease pitching. Don't throw too many pitches, Dylan. Here's what I think about your mean, because everybody know, like everybody watching your mean, we're still at that point, still, where how many games? 13 games in for the White Sox, where you don't know what's real and what's not with your mean. Is he really going to be like 60? Like think 60 games in, is he still going to be doing this, or is this just a novelty and we're all enjoying the success of a player early in the season, like we've seen so many times? And I think that I still tend towards that. Your mean Mercedes may not be a regular halfway through this season. So I think I'm down with Tony sitting him every once in a while or a couple days in a row, because let's be realistic here. Do you really think that Mercedes is going to be what he has been? And I think Tony has to find a way to keep that going, to get the best out of him. And sometimes a manager does have to think ahead and project the fact that he may not be what a lot of people want him to be or think he might be in this spot, and Tony probably knows better already. It's the same thing with Andrew Vaughn, and I don't have a problem with La Russa not playing Andrew Vaughn every day because for two reasons. Number one, this is a year in which the White Sox are supposed to win. You don't experiment and develop when you're in that kind of element, especially when you have guys, big bats out, Tim Anderson for a while, and Aloy now, you know, will be for months. So, again, putting a player in the right position to win, and I don't know that playing him every day is the best spot for him to win. I always go back to Albert Almora Jr. with the Cubs, and everybody was screaming for Joe Maddon to play him every day, and what are you doing? And maybe, sometimes a manager knows the correct spot in which to play a guy. And I think that Andrew Vaughn and Yermín Mercedes to some degree are the same. Andrew Vaughn is not great yet. Yermín Mercedes has been great, but how long is that really going to last? So in a complicated way, I get it. Carlos Rodon, my God, I have been like, I'll admit when they signed him this year, brought him back after dumping him, I was like, what are you doing? What, like, you put up with this year after year after year. He keeps fooling you and, you know, having these nice spasms of goodness, and then he gets either a dramatic injury or, like last year when they put him in relief in the regular season and in the postseason, he just was not effective. He wasn't good. So I was like, what? Why? Not only did they bring him back, I was saying, but they're putting him in the starting rotation as a regular. I couldn't believe it. But then he gets the no-hitter, looks legitimate doing it. When I say that, the stuff was great, and there was not a lot of hard-hit balls, and he's throwing 97 and 98 by the end of the game using three pitches expertly. So it was legit, but then what went through my mind still, Carlos Rodon, you don't have to throw another no-hitter, but do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again, as in pitch a bunch of great games, because that can't be the career achievement award. Like, Carlos Rodon, I want you to stay healthy, and I want you to continue to be great in your starts. He's got a long way to go still. Even despite what was a terrific, should have been a perfecto for him. And then the last guy on the White Sox that I wanted to bring up was Michael Kopech. Struggled a little bit in his last outing out of the bullpen, but other than that, he's been excellent. So then it makes me wonder, the first instinct is, okay, he's got to do more. I want to see this guy start. He do more. But is this a case where maybe he's doing exactly what he is meant to do in his major league career, being that guy that comes out balls to the wall out of the bullpen and mows guys down for a couple innings? And maybe that turns into one inning late in the games. Is that what he is meant to be? Or do we actually look at him and say, yeah, this suggests that he should be starting and pitching more eventually? I think it's a tough call because there are people who, even when he came into the bigs, thought that he was bound to be a closer. He has looked excellent as a reliever for the Chicago White Sox. So I don't know if that's something that you want to tinker with and change. I assume they probably will eventually try him as a starter, but you may be, White Sox fans, you may be seeing him doing what he does best right now, and it's been, except for the last game, whenever that was, 2 days ago, he has been excellent and like must see when he comes out of the bullpen. I want to watch him. I want to watch him pitch. So, yeah. Cubs and Braves coming up today, 12:45. I'm Mark Grody. And finally, to end this show, the briefest version of what are you doing, Wegner? This is for Steve Rosenblum. This is usually his segment.
What are you doing, Wegner?
Thank you, Studs. The Trash Panda coming through with the theme music. I love it. I made a trip to the grocery store. I live in the city, just walked to the grocery store, and I bought a sparkling ice flavored water that I love so much. I bought like 5 of them, and for some reason a Diet 7-Up. Like I was just loading up and plopped them up there on the checkout counter and having a friendly conversation with the gentleman that was checking me out. And not checking me out, you know what I'm saying. Well, he might have been. And I go for my wallet, did not have my wallet on me. So that's kind of an embarrassing situation. However, and I don't know if this made it more embarrassing or just awesome, but there was a patron behind me. Her name is Ashley, and I don't look good, you know. I'm in my sweats, and I'm wearing my hat, and she felt sympathy for me and paid for my ice water. Ashley, you are the goods. Oh, my God. And, yeah, to be continued. That is a weird. It's not the first time I forgot my wallet. It's the first time somebody picked up the tab. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Stevie Sunshine will be back in a couple of weeks. He is on Stevie Sunshine hiatus. Cubs and Braves are coming up next, 12:45 pregame with Zach. Pat and Ron will have the call. Thank you to Adam Studzinski for producing here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Goodbye.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.